Stand for this national anthem, wouldn't you? I hope you're standing up in your cars or near your radio, or else you might get in trouble. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Our number is 201-209-9368. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, I think it's the name of the team. He got in a lot of trouble for not standing up during the national anthem. And shouldn't he have the right to not stand up during the national anthem? Isn't that what America's all about? Even in this age of Donald Trump and insanity. I should get Jimi Hendrix to play it every week. Just pipe it over the loudspeakers. I don't like the national anthem. I'm more of a fan of This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land. I think that should be our national anthem. Or something by Guns N' Roses. Bronwyn is out this week. Call screener John had to stay at work late. Should Colin Kaepernick get to sit during the national anthem? Seems like a rather obvious question, even in this age of 2016, hyper-nationalism, patriotism through the roof, that he has the right from the Constitution to sit during the national anthem, it seems to me. Hello, caller, you're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Can you hear me, caller? Hello, caller, you are now on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi, this is Rooster.
Hey, Rooster, what's going on?
Not much.
Welcome to the show.
I have not been listening to the show because I can't. I'm in Florida.
Well, you can get us on the internet down there.
Well, I'm not connected to the internet. I'm one of those.
Well, you're probably better off.
Well, no television, no internet. I have a very peaceful life.
That sounds pretty good.
Tonight is a special night. Scott's review board could be.
That's great news.
He could be listening to us now, back from his review. He could be at his review right now, or he could be listening while waiting to go to his review. We don't know that until he calls me later tonight. But
is this a parole board or something like that?
Yes.
And so he might be getting out of jail pretty soon.
Yes.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have a good thought for him. I hope things go well for him there. We also heard from your friend who was the your friend called up last week. I can't remember his name. Was Andrew or Derek or something like that?
Derek Pernasiglio.
Yeah, he was great on the air. He talked about NASCAR with us for a while. I was tempted to watch some NASCAR, but I ended up, watching some F1. It was on a different channel, but he was a great guy.
He is a great guy. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Derek. He's all right.
He seems like a nice guy. So what are you up to today in Florida?
Dodging raindrops.
Is it raining?
Yeah, we have a storm. It's kind of circling around Central Florida.
Yeah, I was wondering because there's a bunch of hurricane tropical storm things, and there hasn't been one that has hit Florida in maybe 10 years, and it looks like it's going to sweep right across. Are you in the middle of the zone?
Yeah, I'm a little south of that zone. I'm in Central Florida.
Orlando type area?
Yeah, I'm just south of Orlando.
Oh, it's nice over there. I've been to Orlando, definitely.
Out in the swamp.
Yeah, I like the swamp.
Oh, it's great out here. This is paradise.
Paradise. Everybody loves Florida. It's wonderful there.
It's quite humid, but there are other things that make up for it. Things grow so fast down here. It's like a jungle.
It's a swamp. It's a crazy environment down there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Good.
What do you think?
I don't take up too much of your time.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just you and me right now.
Tonight's the night for Scott, and so that's what we're thinking about tonight is Scott.
Yep, I'll have a good thought for him.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Rooster.
Be well.
Yeah, you too. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Call in now. People on the boards, if you go to our comment boards on WFMU, they're chiming in. Whether Colin Kaepernick, 49ers quarterback, he was pretty good. You know, that one year, he brought him all the way to the Super Bowl. That was pretty cool. And then, he hasn't been as good since. But now, the big controversy, the thing that's gripping America, if America can be gripped, is that he won't stand during the national anthem. Is that unpatriotic? Does that make him a bad person or just annoying? Do you like his beard? Or does it look kind of weird? I have a weird beard as well. I have a beard growing contest with my little brother, Andy, the artist. He's Andy the artist. I'm Jim the poet. We have two artsy-fartsy people living in our family. Hopefully Andy's listening. I was trying to get him to call in because, it's pretty much just my voice for the next hour. Unless you call 201-209-9368. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick or really anything you want to talk about on any manner whatsoever. Thanks to Rooster for the call. We could talk about Tim Tebow. You know, he wants to try out for baseball. He was a football quarterback, very famous, won the Heisman Trophy. Now he wants to play baseball. Like Michael Jordan in the middle of his career, at his prime, just ditched basketball. He said, it's too easy. I want something that's hard, like hitting a curveball. And he wasn't a very good baseball player, but he tried, and that's, I think, pretty cool, you know. Hello, caller, you're on the air. It's the Sportsy Talk.
Hello. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. You're doing a great job, caller.
Pardon?
You're doing a great job as well.
Well, thank you.
How are you?
I think that's a very interesting topic. I think he should, do whatever the heck he wants.
It's America, right? I mean, if you don't want to stand, who knows who stands in the, there's 50 or 60,000 people at any football game. Not everybody stands up for the national anthem.
We can't say that word on here.
I'm saying from the point of view of a, if it's America and we have the right to, either participate in it or, the national anthem, I don't know why the national anthem is always played at every football, baseball, we get it.
Yeah.
It's played in America.
Oh, we get it, yeah.
I mean, I understand.
It's a little old school, yeah.
It is a little old school. I agree.
I'm not anti-anything. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm more liberal, so I tend to think outside the box.
Right.
More.
Well, I agree.
Anyway, I enjoy your, it's nice that you're winging it.
This is what live radio is all about. You know, we have to wing it a little bit sometimes.
Right. Great.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Good luck with the rest of the show. Talk to you. I listen all the time.
Oh, thanks for listening. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Thanks for the call again. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully. Colin Kaepernick. See, now ESPN is saying they won't show the national anthem before Monday Night Football next week or something like that because it's a doubleheader. And they don't want people going nuts. They don't know what the audience is going to do. They don't know what the crowd's going to do, if they're going to boo during the national anthem because the Colin Kaepernick guy's standing up or whatever. I mean, I don't know how they would notice on the sidelines whether a guy was standing up or not. I mean, I don't know. How is that even possible? Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
Not much, man. Not much. Just called to maybe comment on the Kaepernick situation.
Lay it on me. What do you think? A, should they make the guy stand up during the national anthem or something? And then B, should ESPN, if ESPN isn't going to show it, like, shouldn't they show it?
I think that he should be able to sit. Mm-hmm. And I think that, but I don't think that they should show it necessarily.
You don't think ESPN should broadcast whether he stood or.
I don't think that's the whole point of the sports broadcast in a way.
Right.
Really.
So they're saying in general they were interviewed by Sports Illustrated, some guy, and he said, well, we don't always show the national anthem, only like maybe during playoff games or if some big singer singing it or something like that. And then it was like, well, there's a doubleheader, so, we have to cut from one game to the next anyway, so we're sort of pressed for time.
Right,
Is it newsworthy? Like, are we going to have to know whether this guy is standing for the national anthem every game? It's a 16 or 17 week, long thing.
Well, I think that certainly that's now what it's going to be. I think that now there's definitely going to be a checkup on him every week, I would say.
Right. I mean, the people who are like now, they're kind of into it. I mean, the guy has basically risked his career. I mean, his chances, they don't know what exactly will happen. In the past, there was a guy for the Nuggets, Abdul Rahim. I can't remember his full name. And
right.
He just didn't do it. But basketball is a little bit different. Football is like big game once a week.
That whole, I guess there's that whole very nationalistic sport
right.
for us.
Right, yeah. It's like I would say it's the national pastime above baseball even, because there's it's such a concentrated, Sunday, Monday kind of games. And
yeah,
it's a big game mentality and stuff.
It's more ritualistic kind of quality to it for
all
of us.
It's like a war game, It's like, So, I don't know, but it seems to me the guy should be able to do whatever he wants. And he's
He definitely should. I think that, obviously, there's no real legal, argument to be had here.
Right.
But I think there's definitely the argument on whether the league can do something. I mean, well, I guess that does come down to a legal thing, but then again, you've got to remember,
burning the guy's jerseys.
The First Amendment might not apply to a private, kind of interaction. I feel like that's an argument that's brought up a lot.
Right, because the league could fine you for not, cooperating or something like that. I mean, they fine people all the time for, blowing off interviews or not talking to the press or whatever. So if it's some big distraction, and it, you know, there was some players who were saying, hey, I think what he's saying is a pretty good idea. You know, like, we need to make changes in this country. Maybe this is a platform to do it. So if they imagine if they had a player on almost every team that wasn't participating in the national anthem or whatever, you know.
Well, I, and honestly, this season, I already predict that there's going to be definitely an after game convo about every one of about you know how the national anthem went,
right?
Like that. I already sense that. But well, and I guess we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Will they make it like so that, you know, like a lot of times they put bounties on, you know, quarterbacks' heads and stuff like that? Do you think any team will be out to injure them or sort of be like, I want to show America that this guy is a jerk or something like that?
Well, there'll certainly be, I would say, a few linemen who might want to
take a shot at
make
him.
A point. Yeah, I certainly see that being possibly an issue for him. But I mean, he knows what he did, and I'm sure he kind of had some sort of sense of you know that it was something to maybe take the risk for. I'm sure he knew that things were going to, you know, that something along these lines was going to happen.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, you got to, on the one hand, it's a very brave stance to make because it's, you know, most football players or, you know, sports guys, they don't really get involved in politics very much.
Right.
And, you know, recently maybe at the ESPYs there were some basketball players that got involved because they were trying to make a point about Black Lives Matter and, you know, violence in black communities and stuff like that. So it's pretty brave for the guy to really stand out there and say, like, look, I'm making a statement about the state of the country. It's disturbing to me, and this is what I want to do. You know, it really puts things at risk, you know?
It really has. The media focus has been but at the same time, I guess the focus has gone maybe from what he wanted it to be, and now it's a focus on just him rather than the, you know, than the issue,
right.
I guess.
Well, there's so much negativity, you know, towards him now because people say you're not American or you're acting like a jerk or, you know, whatever,
right.
Obviously.
Now that's the argument as opposed to, you know, well, what does he actually, what's his point, you know, like, and that, I feel like that's, but that probably falls more into the media's hands than his own. I wouldn't blame him for that.
No, I mean, there's going to be a reaction because it's a big statement to make, and it's not like you're a cornerback or you're a punter or something like that.
Right, right. And being who he is, you know, he's one of the most famous players in the NFL right now.
At one point, I think his jersey was like number one or number two in the, you know, like the yearly list of, you know, top jerseys that people get and stuff like that. So, well, I guess we'll see what happens. Thanks so much for the call, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Speak up a little bit.
Much. As far as Colin, if he wants to sit, let him sit. But in general, sports people should be making their headlines on the field.
On the field. So you'd rather not have...
If he wasn't sitting on a bench so much, maybe he wouldn't be... used to sitting during the national anthem.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's the starter for the San Francisco 49ers or not this year. I'm not super familiar with their team because Chip Kelly just took it over.
I don't think he got the job yet. I think he was sitting at the end of last year.
He was because they. The I think he was ineffective last year, but then they had a different coach, and you never know what the new. You got to turn your radio down a little bit. Do you hear me, caller? I think I lost you, caller. Try to call back. 201-209-9368. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers, the national anthem. Is it his right to not participate, not stand, not put his hand on his heart during our national anthem? I don't even... See, the Star Spangled Banner to me, it doesn't even really get me until like a minute 50 into the thing. You know, usually like it's... our flag was still there. That's generally... when I start thinking the Star Spangled Banner is a pretty good song. This Land is Our Land is kind of a great song. There's a lot of great American songs that maybe should be our national anthem. I'm just saying. Would I stand during the national anthem? I always stand during the national anthem and put like my heart and my my hat and my heart and stuff like that. I just always have since I was a kid. So, you know, it's not like I'm just standing up. I'm being quiet. I don't mean to do anything during it. But, you know, it certainly is people's right to do it. Caller, you're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Hi there. I must have had a dead spot in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. I think I lost you there for a second.
Anyway, I just want to say, as far as, like I said, I think sports people should be making their headlines on the field.
Right.
With their numbers. They shouldn't be making that over here with make it into a political statement. I feel the same way about the Olympics. The Olympics should not become politicalized. They have to see who's the best as far as your sport, and that's where it is. I mean,
well, I'm trying to think of the only times I remember the Olympics being politicized with, I don't remember the name of the two gentlemen back in, it was like 68 or 72 that did like the black power sign from the podium or whatever.
When they won the medals, they stood up there. Listen, 68 is a long time from 2016.
Right.
We have a black president over here in the United States of America.
Yes, we do.
Black people have made tremendous strides since then.
Yes.
I honestly don't think that people are out there shooting black kids because they're black kids.
So you don't think that? I mean, you don't think Black Lives Matter is a sort of interesting movement that's sort of bringing attention to things?
Everyone's lives matter. Okay, that's a ridiculous statement that Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's lives matter, and green people and yellow people and everyone's. There's no lives shouldn't matter.
Right.
And I don't think police officers are out there shooting black people. It happens to be there with. It happens to be a lot of the people that are doing the shooting are black. What should I tell you? it's black people. And did you realize that last weekend, this weekend, there was about 17 shootings in New York City?
17 in New York City?
In New York City alone.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, it's ridiculous. And New York City has one of the toughest gun controls. If you want to get yourself a carrier's permit, forget about it. I mean, but just to be able to get a gun in New York City. And yet, every Tom, Dick, and Harry has one.
But, I mean, shootings in New York City are down tremendously from the 90s and stuff like that. I mean, like the...
When Giuliani was... Giuliani, I think, turned the city around from the Dinkins administration.
Uh-huh.
Katz was phenomenal. I think de Blasio is a joke. I don't know how he's still... With all the scandals he's been involved in, I don't know how he's still in power. But then again... I don't know. Hillary Clinton's still walking around with all the baggage she's carrying.
She's in, anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, she's going to be president,
show.
I guess. So, I mean,
Sports Talk Show is phenomenal. Bronwyn is phenomenal. You guys are phenomenal.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I'm sorry it's turning into a political show because.
Oh, no, just for the minute. It's just something we were going to talk about today, and then there's other stuff that we could talk about as well. But I just didn't know if people had opinions that they wanted to put it on the air.
All right, then. Anyway, thanks again. I enjoy your show a lot.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. 201-209-9368. We can talk about anything. You know, it's up to you. This is Sportsy Talk / Jimmy Talk today. I'm here, and I will be taking your calls until, what is it, 7 o'clock? Well, we were here for an hour show. It sometimes seems longer, but it's only an hour. I miss Bronwyn very much. She will be back next week. I will be gone next week, though. So she'll be doing, I think she'll be sending, playing some music and stuff like that. So that'll be a cool show next week. Stay tuned. 201-209-9368. Breaking news today, if you're a Vikings fan, Teddy Bridgewater was injured. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talking WFMU.
Hi, I was just going to point out that, this land is your land, my land and stuff.
Yeah, do you like that song?
That'd make a terrible anthem.
What? What do you mean it's a terrible anthem? It's a catchy song.
No, I think it would be good, but it's Woody Guthrie with the communists, and that song denounces the idea of private property.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's what America is for me.
I like the song. I'm a communist, but it's just diametrically opposed.
You don't think we could have a communist write the national anthem in 2016? I mean, it's a pretty good song, though.
It is a great song. I enjoy it.
You just don't think you don't think America would accept a communist writing our national anthem?
Not that. I just think it's not like appropriate.
What's
for,
a good? What would be a good national anthem if it wasn't the Star Spangled Banner?
I don't know. I don't really think about that too much. But my only thing would be maybe have a professional composer do it.
What if there was a contest like an American anthem, show or something like that, where somebody tried to come up with a good national anthem? Would you be for that?
Somehow that I feel like that would be kind of appropriate for America's culture.
It's kind of a meandering, weird song. It's nobody can sing it really well. It's in five different, it's gets really high parts that nobody really gets.
Yeah, because that's the thing. That's why I meant, like, by it needs to have, like, a professional composer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, somebody,
Yeah, because it's, like, completely it's, like, very amateur. Like, for instance, like, Germany, their national anthem was composed by Joseph Haydn.
Right.
And it's pretty,
I mean, he's a pretty good, I mean, he's a pretty good writer.
he's pretty good.
What about Springsteen? I mean, could we get Springsteen to do the national anthem?
What's that? Oh, Springsteen, definitely. He should at least have New Jersey's
New Jersey's national anthem. The New Jersey's anthem. Jersey Girl or, you know, one of those good ones.
Yeah. Or maybe Born in the USA could be...
The lyrics are weird on that is the problem. You know, it's kind of a sarcastic song. Like, I'm born in the USA, you know, it's kind of a Colin Kaepernick kind of take on the...
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. Most Americans don't really... Well, a lot of people who know that song don't really understand it. So I guess that could be kind of the irony for it being, like, you know, the national anthem, because it would be, like, you know, some, like, seemingly patriotic song that's, like, actually kind of,
it's
like...
It's actually, if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually kind of deep and crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll kind of throw everybody off. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for the call, man.
Oh, not a problem.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Have a good one.
Yep, we'll see you later. I don't know. I think if a communist wrote our national anthem, that would be pretty cool, in my opinion. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick. Will he, won't he stand during the national anthem? Will you, won't you care? Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Jim. My name is P. I'm calling from Middletown, New York.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing good. Listen, I'm about the national anthem. You know what? I was thinking about it.
Yep.
And I decided, you know what? We should like come up with something a little bit more modern, a little bit more new. So I figured, how about Husker Du's New Day Rising?
Ooh, I love Husker Du.
Yeah, we got three.
Bob Mould is a very talented writer.
New York, two guys from the Midwest.
Yep.
You can't get any more American than that.
No, I love Bob Mould. I mean, he's a terrific writer. They do incredible pop songs. I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and, you know, it'd just be a really uplifting song and stuff like that. You know, I can imagine them playing that at sports. You know, just imagine that they play that in a football game.
Right, because, I mean, you think about it.
They'll probably kill each other afterwards.
Some particular, like, they play that Seven Nation Army song. You know, like, most of the time when you're watching soccer, the crowd does that, like, that White Stripes song. So, I mean, just the fact that a song is new doesn't mean it can't catch on in a really big way.
Exactly.
So, you know, maybe if it was a better song, Colin Kaepernick would stand up during. I'm just saying.
I know. I'm probably like trying like do a little stage dive off the bleachers or something.
Yeah,
but
you never know. Okay. Well, thanks for the call, caller.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Should Husker Du write our national anthem? I mean, maybe. Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's the Sportsy Talkin' WFMU.
Yeah, hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't quite hear you. Are you going through a tunnel? Am I on speakerphone? Oh, there you are, maybe. Yeah, say whatever you were saying again, because I couldn't quite hear you. Oh, I lost you. That's the drop sound. 201-209-9368. Call me back. At the top of the hour, we'll have more Coney Island. They usually do a great show with great guests. They really class this place up, the Morricone on. They do a nice job. So stay tuned for that. We'll be taking your calls until then. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Yeah, it's Larry. I'm back.
Hey, Larry.
You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. I got to stand right here. Did Kaepernick actually make a press conference statement after this situation?
Yeah, I thought so. I think it's because somebody noticed it or something like that. And he says he wouldn't be standing up during the national anthem during any of this national anthems because he thinks, the country's kind of in tough shape, and once the country gets in better shape, that he'll stand up during the national anthem.
Okay, so what is this shape?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know if he has like a specific, you know, set of requirements or anything like that. I mean, he's obviously a thoughtful guy.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, do you remember the flag ceremony when Toronto played in Atlantic Braves in Atlanta? And the color guard held up the Canadian flag upside down?
Yes, I do remember that vaguely. I mean, I think that was an error, right? It wasn't like some kind of statement.
Oh, it was an error, but nobody ran out on the field to change it upside down, right side up.
They did not,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
they just let it go.
They just were like, well...
We didn't notice that.
Sorry, Canada.
Yeah, sorry, Canada. And on another note, Canada and the United States, whenever they play hockey, they play both anthems.
Yes.
And
I love the Canadian national anthem.
If you want the national anthem to be outstanding,
yep.
Look at the YouTube video of the Boston Garden after the Boston bombings.
Yeah, so the guy there is named Rene Rancourt. He's usually the guy who sings the thing. But what he's done in the past, or what he's done sort of frequently since then, is he'll start, and then he lets the crowd sing it. And
that's
it's very moving. I mean, he's a great singer, actually, and he's been singing the national anthem at Bruins games as long as I can remember. And the guy's outstanding. It's very moving to have the crowd do it like that. They do that at, I don't know if they do that in Pittsburgh. They do that someplace else that I've seen that almost exact.
Chicago does the ovation.
Right. Yeah, they clap throughout the whole thing. Really strange if you're actually there in Chicago, because you're like, whoa, what is going on? Because all of a sudden people just are going crazy the whole time. Baltimore, when I've seen
the
national...
Thanks, Jim.
All right, well, take care, Larry. In Baltimore, when they do the national anthem, they do O, like when it says, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, etc.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Carl. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey there, Sportsy Talk. I was just... What is the deal with the sportsing of America and all this nationalism that we're now swooping into, you know, professional sports? I just don't get it.
Right. Well, we just came off the Olympics, which was pretty cool because America won, you know. I mean, the Olympics has always been kind of nationalized and stuff like that, because it's, you know, us versus the Russians and the Chinese or whatever like that, and we're the best country or whatever. We're just coming off the Olympics. So maybe that's what makes this Colin Kaepernick thing sort of more of a big deal now, is that we just had, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of winning all these medals and people crying during the national anthem, and then someone says, hey, I don't want to even stand up during the national anthem.
Right. But I mean, football, I mean, we did invent football, so it's...
Yes.
We
must have, right? It's kind of like
sports,
a...
What is this... You know, are the Greeks responsible for the nationalizing of athletics? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know what started, you know, if they've been playing the national anthem before all these sporting events. I mean, as long as I can remember, but I don't know how that started or under what circumstances they've done that. But like, sort of, it happens before almost every sporting event that you can think of. They do it before NASCAR. They do it before Indy racing. They do it before all the major sports. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. And then it's come up this week because this quarterback doesn't want to stand up during it because he says that he doesn't really like the country right now.
Yeah, well, I understand it, but it, you know, I just noticed, you know, that it's, you know, it seems that the media has turned professional sports, especially football, into this nationalistic fervor and this nationalistic type of thing. And I just don't... I think it really detracts from the nature of sports and athletics as a competitive sport,
right,
without dragging in all the politics and the nationalism into it.
But it's part of it, right? I mean, like when you win a championship, you go, you know, you meet the president, and some people are like, oh, I don't want to meet I don't like the president, so I'm not going to go to the White House or whatever like that. Somehow it's part of it. You know, I mean, like,
well,
we're all...
because they've made it part of it.
Right. So you think we should just divorce, like, politics is on one side, sports is on the other.
That would be fine with me, you know. I mean, I personally feel that nationalism is really kind of an outmoded philosophy anyway. I think
right.
the world growing smaller and smaller every day.
Right.
I don't know that we need to be, you know, stoking the fires of nationalism, you know, which only serves to separate us rather than to bring us together, because, you know, sports can be divisive, as we see in European soccer,
right?
You know, or it can be a unifying thing. But
definitely. I mean, I was watching this weekend. I watched all these. You know, now especially, you can see all these sports from Europe on TV because they're early on Saturdays and Sundays because of the time difference. So I was able to watch like a British soccer and an Italian soccer and a bunch of Spanish soccer. I have no idea whether they play the national anthem before those games or whatever.
I'm sure they do.
But it's like, you know, the whole world is watching all these different sports, and it's very cool to be able to see some of the greatest athletes in the world, no matter, and you don't have to think about whether they, you know, vote Republican or vote Democrat or, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I just think that, I like that whole rollerball idea, James Caan.
Someone was mentioning rollerball to me. I have to see this movie. I know it's James Caan.
Yeah.
And what happens in the movie? Can you describe it?
Yeah, it's basically all sports have been replaced by this game called Rollerball, and it's the super ultra-violent, you know, very Clockwork Orange-ish type of future
right.
game.
I mean, I would definitely watch that, you know, I mean, whatever that
is. No, I mean, they ride around on a roller skate, what looks like it to be a roller skating rink, and they are on roller skates,
yep.
But there are also motorcycles, and they have, you know, a wrist guard with spikes on them, and, you know, it's basically a game to the death.
So is it like a satire of the movie, or are you saying it's too close to reality now, or...
No, I mean, it did away with, you know, with in this science fiction world,
yep.
it replaced war, and now you had rollerball. And, of course, James Caan became the greatest rollerball player of all time.
Naturally, I think that's...
Which kind of screwed everything up, and that made it, you know, because they didn't want there to be a champion, you know, a la Hunger Games.
Ah,
but you know, it's an interesting idea. I just don't know that stoking the fires of nationalism, you know, in the name of sports is perhaps the way we need to go.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll
thanks,
see you.
And really enjoy the show.
Oh, thanks a lot for calling. We have another caller. If I can figure out the phones here. Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, thanks for calling.
National Anthem first started getting played at our games toward the end of our involvement in World War One.
What was the...
There was also a lot of radical unrest.
So it was like a reminder to people to sort of behave at baseball games or something like that? Or do you know why they started playing them?
I think it was just sort of like, let's all pull for America and not, you know, not go with these foreign radicals.
Well,
there had been a bomb had gone off, according to one reference I just saw. I knew it had to do with World War One, but according to a reference I just saw, it was in 1918, and a large bomb had just gone off in Chicago that it was blamed on radicals, and
there was
a game being played there,
uh-huh.
And so they played the national anthem.
Well, that's interesting.
So, you know, to tell the foreigners, you know, take your Marxism and your beards and go away.
They just played, so, I mean, like, there was a 100th anniversary of the Black Tom explosion that it's here in Jersey City. That's why I was reading about it. There was a big, warehouse or something like that that they blew up in the middle of the night by radicals. And it's, like, sort of like this really, I guess, around here, especially famous terrorist attack that they still don't know who did it. They blame the Germans at the time, but they have no idea. But it's interesting to think
you
about.
Mean the Black Hand, or
no? It was called Black Tom. Was the name of the? I think it was like an armory or something like that that
okay.
blew up.
Yeah, and then I don't know anything about it.
It's a very. Hand. I mean, you can look it up on the internet because there was a bunch of like 100th anniversary things that were written on, and things here in Jersey City, like the clock stopped working in Journal Square because the explosion was so big. Like, if you think about. It used to be the place in where the trains would all stop near Liberty State Park here. Mm-hmm. So then you would have to take a ferry over to New York City or whatever. They hadn't built the tunnels through and stuff. So it was actually kind of a big place, mm-hmm. you know, south of the Statue of Liberty was affected by it and stuff like that. I mean, it was a giant explosion that had cracked a bunch
yeah,
of things that were around
radicals
and stuff like that.
Really violent back then.
But then we started playing the national anthem during sporting events and the radicals went away? Or did the radicals be like, all right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the anarchists, or at least some of the anarchists I know, like to say, we leave violence to the government. That's their job. No, then they'll do it better anyway.
Yeah.
Don't blame the Greeks because if any...
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think it's their fault.
The Olympics were supposed to be a place where even though, you know, you represented... It was supposed to be the place where, you know, even if the city-states were fighting each other, they would stop.
Right.
And
well, they had stopped it
you
during...
You were really representing your city or your nation in the Olympics. I think you were basically there for yourself.
Right. And you're, athletic. I mean, there was no real sense of nationalism in Greece. It was all city-states and stuff like that. You're
just say we're all
Spartan
Greek
or, you know, Greek or whatever like that. No, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling.
Sure. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, I understand what people see in the flag, but the whole thing seems kind of idolatrous to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've I mean, the thing is about our country, and part of what allegedly makes our country great is that we're supposed to put up with people who have obnoxious things to say or that do terrible things like burn the flag or, you know, don't stand, you know, things that would upset other people. Part of what we're supposed to do is, like, put up with that. And, you know, a lot of times I think we forget that, and it's easy to stand up for free speech or free expression when you agree with that expression. You know, what happens to what happens when you don't agree with that expression, right? I mean, it's like, oh,
yeah, but there are also a lot of people who don't believe that that's what the country's about at all. They have a belief that there's a particular ethnic group they call the Americans, and that
right.
They're being buried by big brown hordes of people.
Right.
And, you know, they're even starting to call themselves a Nazi-like thing. They're calling themselves nationalist populists.
Nationalist populists. That does sound rather terrifying.
Yeah, I'd say we call them the Nappies.
Nappies. That's not bad. That's pretty good. I mean, it makes them sound a little cuter maybe than they are, but... well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. I'm Jim the Poet. This is Sportsy Talk. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick and America and Black Lives Matter and all kinds of stuff. I only wrote a few notes to myself as I came here from the bookstore. So Colin Kaepernick was story number one. Teddy Bridgewater has been injured at practice, and he's got a bad knee. So the Minnesota Vikings are looking for a quarterback if you want to send them your resume. If you are a quarterback, if your name is Tim Tebow, and I know you're listening, possibly hook up with the Minnesota Vikings because they, I don't know, Teddy Bridgewater is a pretty good quarterback, and now they don't have a quarterback. Hope Solo got in a lot of trouble during the Olympics. She's the goalkeeper for the American women's national soccer team, and she was kind of a... Some people said that she maybe had sour grapes, that they were, she was a bad loser at the... They weren't even in the medal rounds for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. She didn't play great. But, I mean, like, the team didn't play great. Obviously, they didn't make the final rounds. But then she said that it was whatever team beat them, you know, Finland or Sweden. I think it was Sweden, who ended up going to the big game. She said that they played with no courage or something like that, and she's gotten herself banned from the national team for 6 months. And today, Hope Solo says she won't be playing for the Seattle Reign either, which is the women's team that she plays for. So she is right now, I guess, out of a job. She could call 201-209-9368 and talk about it with me. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hey, yeah. So did you talk about how President Trump thinks a copper nickel guy should go back to a country, not go back.
He said something like, what country does he like? He should find a country he likes and go there or something like that?
Yeah, normally I'd say support that, but given the whole text of this Copernicus statement that he gave,
yeah,
that he thinks Hillary should be in jail, I kind of
support that what
him.
He said? Is that what he said?
He said, yeah, they're kind of not talking about that for some reason.
Colin Kaepernick said that Hillary Clinton should be in jail?
That anyone else that did what she did would be in jail. Yeah.
So, like with emails or whatever like that, or the lock her up kind of thing? Or
I don't know if he specified it. I think it's too many crimes to
he
chronicle.
He does say this. Well, Breitbart News is reporting that he said Clinton should be in prison. That'd be interesting. I don't know if we've ever had a president that was in prison, or if that's even possible, if they could just like put the papers through the bars as she serves as president or something. That'd be kind of interesting. What do you think? Do you think Hillary Clinton should be in jail?
I would oppose her pardoning herself.
Can you? That's an interesting question. If you're the president and you're in jail, can you pardon yourself? That's a good question. There was a Boston mayor, Mayor Hurley. I believe his name's Mayor Hurley. I have to look it up. He was elected while he was in prison and served some. So it's like he was in prison and the mayor of Boston for some amount of time. That's kind of an interesting question. So you think Trump should have him speak at one of his rallies or something like that?
I don't know about that now. I don't know his full viewpoints, but I think it would be great that every football game the commentators would be. And we note here that
here's a note.
He's still sitting down because
he thinks Hillary should be in jail.
Well,
interesting. Well,
Bill Rod being out on
out on bail and out on jail.
Out on bail and out on jail. Well, I was at the Republican convention in Cleveland covering it for WFMU. And there, I think the thing that really united the Republican Party in general was the idea that Hillary Clinton should be in jail. They were very for it. They were very vociferous in their approval of, like, lock her up, lock her up was probably the big chant of the week.
Lots of sentiment, yeah.
And there was, like, a Hillary for prison was one of the big T-shirts. So, I mean, there's probably a big section of the country that thinks that Colin Kaepernick is right, on at least on that matter.
I tune in to watch that. Yeah, I'm not pretending I've seen a football game this century, no.
Well, so would you think, if we have a trial for Hillary Clinton, say she's elected president, just because the polls are in her favor right now. She's elected president. Should we have a trial for her during...
Well, that's her only chance for freedom. If she doesn't get it, that's why it make or break.
Should
if
we try her? Should we have a...
Private citizen Clinton. Oh...
No, but
sudden,
could we have a trial for her during the Super Bowl? Like the Super Bowl halftime show, could that be like a trial for Hillary Clinton? You know, either she's arrested and sent to, I don't know, Sing Sing or Alcatraz or something like that, or she gets to go free, like an hour trial, everybody votes at home or something like that.
That, yeah, would it be a public kangaroo trial, or would it be one of these?
One of the big trials of the century was the OJ trial, and then people keep liking watching things about that.
Or would it be Saddam Hussein, no one knows what the hell happened.
Right, yeah, I mean, that was like in the basement in the middle of the night or something. Like, we'd rather have it out in the light of day, right?
I would, yes.
All right, well, thanks for the call,
and
man.
Legitimacy, do it, yes.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. That is 201-209-9368. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
I started to call again, but I listen to a lot of Seattle radio over the internet.
Yes.
And something that hasn't been reported a lot is that they may have been looking for an excuse to get Hope Solo out.
Right, because they may want to switch goaltenders or something like that.
She's not doing as well as she used to, and also she was accused of domestic violence.
Yes, a couple of times, I think.
I think that there was some, there on Seattle radio, people were saying, oh, well, that she's kind of become an embarrassment.
Well, and, I mean, the thing is, Ryan Lochte goes and, I don't know, they go crazy, they get drunk, they mess up a gas station. He's like running for his life. He's on the run. But he doesn't really get in a lot of trouble. He's not like banned from swimming or anything like that. And then Hope Solo is just kind of a jerk after a game, mm-hmm. which, I mean, a lot of people don't like to lose, you know.
Yeah.
And so you mouth off after a game, and, you know, a couple days later you say, hey, sorry, or something like that.
As a matter of strict constitutionality, the limitation of the president's ability to pardon, there's no limitation there, so she could pardon herself. She would almost certainly get impeached and convicted
I guess I said the mayor's name wrong. See, my name is Burley.
Curly.
I said Mayor Hurley, but it's Curley. Mayor Curley was
Michael Curley,
legendary mayor. He was mayor for like 1,000 years. And mayor, I think he was dead and possibly elected mayor again.
Not quite, but...
I mean, they would have reelected him, you know, if he was...
He's an old thief, and he's long gone, so people...
I mean, you know, these things happen, old city politics being what they are.
And contrary to what you may have heard during the Republican convention, contrary to what Mr. Kaepernick may have said, one of the specific reasons the FBI chief said that he didn't recommend prosecution for Clinton was because, in point of fact, nobody has ever been prosecuted for the email.
Right. Yeah, I mean, emails are...
Kaepernick is exactly wrong in that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a man with some interesting ideas, definitely.
Well, it's not what he's paid for.
Yeah, well, I'm not paid for my ideas either, you know, and few are op-ed columnists or, you know, people who write for a living or something like that, but it's an interesting stand to make, and I think especially in our times where, you know, one wrong statement and your career is in jeopardy. Like, he could get cut from San Francisco. He could get, you know, banned from the NFL. I don't know. They ban people for all kinds of things, you know. You just never know what saying one thing will mean for your career, you know.
He's not doing an adult's job at anything an adult should pay attention to anyway, so I don't really care.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the call.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you later. 201-209-9368. It apparently... I have a very special announcement. Kurt Gottschalk from the Miniature Minotaurs program, he's filling in tonight for the Morricone Island at the top of the hour. So definitely stay tuned. Kurt's the man. He's got a great show lined up, I'm sure. He just popped his head in. while I was talking to somebody on the phone. Very excited to be listening to his program tonight. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. Caller, can you hear me? Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. Oh, we lost you. Please call back. Other exciting news, if you could call it that. Dancing with the Stars. This semester's Dancing with the Stars, the fall Dancing with the Stars, has the Ryan Lochte, Mr. Gas Station, people pointing guns at his head, liar man. Ryan Lochte, swimmer guy, is going to be on the show. Lori Hernandez, she's one of them delightful Final Five gymnasts. She's going to be dancing on the show. Usually, the Dancing with the Stars show, and I would say that's a pretty impressive sport, because they have to practice like nonstop, 18 hours a day, the entire week, just to do that like 5-minute dance. So usually, like a sports person wins that thing most of the time. Like I think Apollo Ohno, the speed skater, won it 1 year. Usually, it's just people who are in incredibly good shape and are ready to go. Mary Lou Henner from, remember her? She was great on Taxi. That's a great show. Rick Perry, he was apparently the governor of Texas. Remember that guy? He was going to be president. These are all people who are on this year's Dancing with the Stars, and I would argue maybe one of the greatest casts of the show ever. Vanilla Ice is going to be on the show, Dancing with the Stars. I might have to watch Vanilla Ice do ballroom dancing, because I think he's probably in pretty good shape. You know, he's had a lot of different... I like that Vanilla Ice. He's an amusing character. Calvin Johnson, formerly of the Detroit Lions, retired. Calvin Johnson, Megatron, gonna be on the Dancing with Stars. I would say that's a pretty... That's like right there. There's a bunch of other people I haven't heard of. But that's not a bad lineup for that show. If you like watching ballroom dancing, and who doesn't? I used to love watching that show. I would call my parents, see what they thought. But this year I might actually have to watch, because Ryan Lochte, Lori Hernandez, Mary Lou Henner, Rick Perry. These are all good people is what I'm saying. This is some solid action here for the Dancing with the Stars. We only have a few minutes left here on Sportsy Talk. We really missed Bronwyn and John this week. They will be back. We'll all be back together in a couple weeks. They might be back next week. Thanks for all the comments on the comment boards. Julie says, I bet Brock Turner stands for the anthem. I don't know who Brock Turner is. Someone on the boards tell me who Brock Turner is. Thanks for everybody's comments about the Star Spangled Banner and Black Lives Matter. There's all kinds of things on the boards. You can go there and check it out and put your opinion up. Your opinion matters. And in most cases, it's more correct than my opinion. Because you have the internet, you can check things. I just have to say whatever's on the top of my head. This is prisoner Brock Turner. He's getting released from prison this week. He can call in next week. Who's Brock Turner? I have no idea. Is that like a football player or something? I will Google that. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Brock Turner. I don't know who that is. Oh, he's a Stanford University student. Oh, he only served... So he's one of the kids who did the sexual assault and only got... Apparently, he only spent 3 months out of 6 months in jail or something. I don't even know the situation there, but that just seems rather ridiculous. If it's a sexual assault or something like that, I mean, 3 months is like... I don't know. That seems like not a lot of time. Folsom says, I'll have to tell all my Georgia Tech friends to watch Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson is a very impressive football player. He'll be sorely missed on the Detroit Lions because I think he was basically their best player. You had to triple-team him all the time. Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talk.
Oh, great. Well, you know that they're Mary Lou Henner, right?
Yeah, great, right? She was on... Is that the one who was on Taxi?
Am I thinking right? Yeah, so she's got this, like... she's got this mental thing to where... You know, if you ask her what she did January 27th of 1977,
yeah, that's
she can tell you exactly
creepy.
What she did.
Yeah, but how could you even check?
Dude, You know, what can I tell you, you know?
You could be like, all right, so, you know, like...
hey, I've seen it on television. It's got to be true.
She does the whole thing? Like, she'll go through and be like, oh, we were filming Taxi that day, and...
Oh, yeah.
Andy Kaufman and I, you know, we had a sandwich. Like, I mean, that's...
Yeah, man.
That's super creepy. I don't remember anything that happened yesterday. Like, I don't know where I was or what I'm doing. I don't know where I am right now, basically.
I work hard not to remember yesterday.
I mean, you have to pay a lot of money to not recall most events in your life. I mean, that's
right.
That's why I drink, frankly.
Whatever's within reach.
She's a very impressive person. I mean, she hasn't been on a ton of programs or anything like that, but she's always got something going on. She raises a lot of money. She does a lot of...
She's a sharp cookie, they used to say.
That Taxi show holds up, man. That was a pretty good show back in the day.
I was like,
I'll watch, you know, a few episodes or something like that. And then I watched like the whole first season or something like that. It's like seriously, like Danny DeVito and Judd, what's his name? Judd, is that his name?
You want to say Judd Nelson, don't
not
you?
Not Judd Nelson, though.
It's not him.
Kurt Gottschalk is here.
Judd Hirsch,
of course. Well, we got to go. Thanks for the call, man.
Peace.
Yep. Kurt Gottschalk's coming up next. He's got a great program planned, I'm sure. You do have a great program planned, don't you?
Probably.
What do you mean, probably? We maybe have time for one more call. Hello, call. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Danny D. What's going on, man?
Not too much. But did the Sports Talk League fill up?
We have our Fantasy Football League. We added John, the call screener John. So there's 12 teams. So that's plenty. That's as many as we had last year.
Oh, we got 12 people for the 12 teams?
I think so, because we automatically signed up anybody who was in the league last year.
Yeah, but didn't we have like 16 last year?
I think there was only 12 or something.
I thought we were a mini league.
I don't.
Anyway, I'm going to take a look at the league, but Nate Decay should be invited if we got space.
We got 20 slots. If people want to join, they can email jimthepoet@wfmu.org. Or it's, Jim, BEHRLE @gmail.com. I don't know if that...
Or the link's on the board, too.
Yeah, I think right. Bronwyn tweeted it out or something. You know, I don't know. Tell somebody that you want to be in the league before. I think it's 3 p.m. on Saturday. I'll be drunk.
Saturday now? I thought it was Monday.
What is it, Sunday? I think I moved it from Sunday to Monday. Monday to Sunday.
I think it's Labor Day proper.
Is it Labor Day proper? I think that's because they show you the calendar, and the Monday's in the place where Sunday ought to be. Does that make any sense?
All right, I don't know, man, but
I'll send another
put
email.
It together, though.
I'll send another email to everybody. Thanks for the call, Danny D.
Stay forward to you, baby.
All right, we'll see you later. Do we have a song to play, Kurt?
My first song, yeah.
Yeah. Where's your first song?
On Turntable 3.
Oh, it's over there. How do you do that? See, Kurt's a real DJ, not like me. Okay, so yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that in a second. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And we're all over the world on WFMU. Stay tuned for Kurt Gottschalk. That was Sportsy Talk, and you listened.